Tucson, welcome back. We're live in studio with Bill Beard. He's a Republican running for supervisor in District 1. Real fast, sometimes on the fly, I have a brain mishap. I had one in the last segment. There is a Republican running in District 3. Gabby Mercer is running as the Republican and will face off against J.P. Padres or Sharon Bronson in that race.
Correct.
So I just wanted to clarify that. If I make a mistake, I always want to make it better. Bill Beard, thanks for being in studio. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Thanks for making some time for us today. I want to get right into it. Should you step into the seat in the fall, we probably won't be out of the COVID situation. The state gives the county the kind of public health role in terms of protection and preservation and creating public health. What would you have done differently than what you've seen up to today? And what would you do in that seat should you fill it?
Well, I've said this before on the air on other shows, but it comes down to the same thing. And I think fundamentally this goes to the heart of where we should be in District 1, in Pima County in general. We have to stop picking winners and losers. And when government goes down the road of mandating certain kinds of behavior that affects businesses that have similar traffic flows, similar amounts of people coming through it, say a restaurant or a Lowe's or Home Depot, they can have dozens of people through in an hour. But for some reason, Lowe's and Home Depot is treated one way, and you've got a restaurant that maybe does 100, 200, 300 meals a day for their customers, and all of a sudden, they're treated differently than that home improvement store. You can't do that in government because it fundamentally takes people's rights away, and that is not what we should be doing. Government is supposed to be about protecting people's rights. And yes, I understand the argument about, saving people's health and, their ability to live, et cetera. But mandating, going down the road of mandating like Pima County did and the city of Tucson as well, that fundamentally goes against everything I believe government should be doing. We can provide guidance. We can provide some strong suggestions. But when you start picking winners and losers, inevitably, the losers are going to be the average citizen out there, and that's not good for anyone.
I've heard the winners and losers phrase as well about economic development. Want to touch on that as well, because again, should you sit in the seat, the District 1 seat, Bill Beard, Republican running in District 1, there will be an economic recovery piece. But we also know from the Site Selectors Guild that there's a lot of companies looking to make shifts and moves and changes in 2021. So what is the Bill Beard plan for recovery and jobs?
First, it goes back to what fundamentally Pima County has been getting wrong for a long time. We've had the priorities upside down. We've not put roads. We've not been supporting the sheriff. We've had some crony deals. We've had a lot of corruption that has been at the top of the list. Picking winners and losers has been the MO for the three-board governing majority for several decades now. And if we want to change the future of Pima County, allow those businesses to come in, allow existing businesses to not only survive, but to thrive and grow and expand, we have to go back to getting the basics right. We have to prioritize the roads. We have to prioritize funding for the sheriff's department. Let's actually grow some green grass in the parks that the county is responsible for. Those fundamental things, they're listed in the state constitution. They're listed in Arizona revised statutes. Pima County needs to focus on those things. And one of the things I want to do in this seat is make sure that each and every day that conversation on the Board of Supervisors is about funding those priorities, plain and simple.
I want to touch on roads really quickly, Bill Beard. Should you step into the seat, the debt is going down on some of the bonds that we've been paying off for the last 20 plus years. The debt service goes down, more money can go to roads. We have HERF dollars coming in. The supervisors have validated the PAYGO program to continue repairing unincorporated neighborhood roads over the next 10 years. Are we heading in the right direction on roads?
PAYGO, as it was originally presented to the public, sounded like a good idea, but I think fundamentally it is a lie to the taxpayers. When you pass a bond, whatever the bond happens to be for, it's for a specific purpose, it's for a specific amount, and it's for a specific time period. At the end of that time period, government promises the taxpayers, you're not going to have to pay this debt any longer. And so to set up a system where essentially half the money all of the money that should be going back to the taxpayers at the end of that bond period, the government is saying, no, we're going to keep half of it and put it over into this other thing. That's playing fast and loose with the truth with the taxpayers. And I think Pima County has a history of saying one thing and doing another. And I think PAYGO, while it may have good intentions, it's going back down that same road. What we need to do is go back to the basic budget. Say to the taxpayers, we will prioritize the roads. We will prioritize funding for public safety. We will prioritize the parks. Those things that we're supposed to do here at local government. And if other things have to wait, they have to wait. All of us have personal budgets for our homes. We don't take a trip to Bermuda for 2 weeks and ignore the leak in the roof. We don't ignore the broken window panes. We've got to take care of those things first. While the trip may be great, you come back after the 2 weeks, you're spending the next 50 weeks dealing with a leaky roof and broken window panes. That has to stop.
I want to fit in one last infrastructure question and then get to the compare and contrast part as we close. Bill Beard here, Republican running for supervisor in District 1. We had Rhonda Pena on just a few moments ago. Her position is, I'm not going to raise taxes for infrastructure, but she's in favor of things like the Regional Transportation Authority Next, the second version of that, as a voter-approved, voter-verified way to fund some of those bigger infrastructure projects. Is she right?
I fundamentally disagree with her on this one because I've heard her speak on a number of occasions, and basically the implication of what she's saying is we need to get more tax revenue coming into Pima County. We have plenty of tax revenue coming into Pima County. They actually raised this current fiscal year's budget several million dollars above what last year's budget was, and this is in the time of COVID-19. We should be looking at reducing staffing at Pima County because we know the tax dollars coming into Pima County are going to be drastically cut, sales taxes, etc. We have to go back to what should local government be doing. It's about those fundamental things. Get those fundamental things right, and a lot of the other conversations take care of themselves because you've got an infrastructure, you've got a public safety component that site selectors want to see and are demanding of local governments. Currently, we've got a serious problem. That's upside down here in Pima County.
Bill Beard, I want to provide voters listening who do have four bubbles. If they're Republican, their ballot has four bubbles if they haven't submitted in yet. I like I told Rhonda, I don't go looking for this kind of content on the radio, but it's been very public. The three other Republicans, at least two of them more vocally, have attacked Rhonda Pena on her donations to Democrats in the past and her work on Democratic campaigns. Rhonda has kind of shot back that you're doing that because you don't have any experience to stand on. I want you to address that while you're here and speak to that as voters are watching this and wondering what's going on. We've got about 4 minutes, and I want you to tell the voters why they should vote for you over your other three opponents.
I thank you for this opportunity. I heard the conversation, and I'll put it plain and simple. I have experience. I'm fourth generation Tucsonan. This community is in my blood. I've spent 14 years as a business owner. I've spent the last 3.5 decades in the contracting world. One of the things I learned in that contracting world is you get the basics right or you will not get paid. You will not have a job. You will not be successful. And in Pima County, we don't get the basics right. I was elected chairman of the local Republican Party here in Pima County in 2014 by acclamation. I did so because of the work I've been doing to get Republicans elected for years. I haven't donated to Democrats. I haven't worked diligently, not once, not twice, but three times for Ramon Valadez to get him elected. I can reach across the aisle like anybody. I was a member of the Election Integrity Commission for 6 years. Hardly a place where conservatives find themselves in the majority. I was in the minority. Many times I was outvoted. I was the only one voting for specific items regarding election integrity. But after a while, I found one thing was very true. If you stick to the gun, stick to your guns and stick to the basics, eventually the others are forced to come around because of the plain and simple logic of what it is you're trying to argue for. On that commission, I had unanimous votes for things I was supporting for Pima County to do. This is everyone from the Green Party candidates all the way through to the Libertarian candidates on the other side of the aisle. I reached across the aisle and found success because I focused on the things we agreed on. I'm a Ronald Reagan Republican. My 80% friend is not my 20% enemy. I will focus on getting the 80% done. If I'm on this, if I'm honored by the voters to be elected to this seat, and I am faced with a situation where I have to reach across the aisle to get a Democrat to vote with me, be it one of the other three seats, I'm going to focus on, even if it's just 2% of the things that the other supervisor and I agree on, I will focus on those things and get that 2% done so that the taxpayers see success, see a future for all of Pima County. You know, when I was the chairman of the party, one of the things we did was we recruited candidates. We were able to flip the sheriff's seat. I've been a volunteer with the Tucson Boys Chorus for many, many years. I served as the chairman of that that very prestigious board. To say that I do not have experience, I find it laughable on its face. I don't go out and actively support and campaign and volunteer and donate to Democrats to get them elected. In Southern Arizona, the people that have been elected on the Democrat side have been the people that have been systematically undermining a place I dearly love. That's why I'm in this race. I want to represent all of the folks in District 1, not just the Republicans, but the independents and the Democrats that believe basics have to come first. And in Pima County, we've gotten those wrong for too long. I want to put them back at the top of the list. That's why I believe I'm the best candidate in this race.
We're ticking under 45 seconds, Bill Beard. Enough time. Your website and contact information for people to find out more.
BeardForSupervisor.com. We're also on Facebook. If you want to talk to me personally, I've answered this phone many, many times, 520-419-2757. It comes down to who do you believe is going to be the best person to represent the Republican Party moving forward after August 4th. I believe I'm that candidate.